Carol. Just for those audience who are just joining this hour, please repeat that first question again, because I think it needs to be expanded, because the approach that Obama's taken is very destructive to Israel and to the Mideast and to world peace. But we want to make sure that we also don't kowtow to the forces within Israel and the globalists that are behind Israel that are manipulating with it.
Right. Dr. Deagle, consider this whole scenario. I believe that we should be supporting an ally. We should be have an alliance with the land of Palestine as it was prior to 1948, because Israel is a concocted political state that went into that area based on a lie, pretending to be God's chosen from the Old Testament, which these Bolshevik Zionists are not, okay? So they stole the land. How then can we call them or say they should be our wonderful ally? Palestine and all the Jews, Christians, and Muslims who lived there for millennia, they should be whom we care about and support, not a Bolshevik regime of Bibi Netanyahu or his ilk. That's my comment.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll just tell you, firstly, the State of Israel was set up by the Balfour Declaration, by the British and by the globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And it was set up, as you know, it was originally a communist state. In fact, it was had direct members of the Russian Communist Party, the Duma, were actually also conjoint members of Israel. Did you know that? They also have statues in some of the kibbutzim of Vladimir Lenin and their other...
Yeah, they're communists.
They're communists now. So I agree. Now, here's the situation, though. Do you remember the parable of the fig tree when Jesus saw a fig tree and he was hungry? So he thought, oh, there's a fig tree there. And he walked toward the fig tree, but there's no fruit. So he literally cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree died. Okay? And the next day, literally died. We have to understand that the State of Israel, although God prophetically deals with a people that are apostate, he made a promise that one-third of Israel would, at the time of the end, repent. We have a non-repentant State of Israel that's made up, and in fact, the capital of LGBT and homosexuality is Tel Aviv, Israel, not San Francisco.
Oh, how lovely.
Right, so you have to understand that. You have to understand that the rabbis met more than a dozen years ago and said that lesbian or gay couples could actually clone themselves and hand over their assets to their cloned individual. And, of course, the head of the transhumanist organizations are all Sabbatean Satanists because they want to transfer their consciousness to their cloned individual copies of themselves. Okay? So you have to understand just how evil they are. It's beyond the regular imagination. Now, I want to explain, though, that the Israelis, when they came in there, they bought the land. For example, the reason why the city is called Tel Aviv is they bought the land. Every single piece of land that the Israelis took before the 1967 war was bought.
So they Time out, please.
Let me finish there, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
So let me finish my explanation. So they bought the land, but what happened is after the war, they started land grabbing, okay? And the land grabbing was based on this false thesis that they are the returning Israelites of the Bible, which they're not. And so they returned to the land in unbelief. Now, if you look at the recent statements by Iran, they say they're going to liberate Jerusalem to be the head of their caliphate. And we're not just talking about Sunni and Shiite Islam. All Islam wants Jerusalem to be the head of the caliphate, where there's peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. And the Mahdi returns. So, in contradiction to the so-called dispensationalists, they think that Israel is going to stand forever. I think Israel is likely to fall with the current leadership, not only of Obama, but also if we continue the approach that we're taking with all the peoples in the area. The Palestinians were mobile people, and I know this because most of the people that are there, even the current generation, were people who are mobile. They're all over the Middle East. They're from Egypt. They're from all over the place. They're basically... the land was wherever their animals were grazing, let's put it that way. Okay?
That's okay, but if they're live and let live, they have a right to live.
Right, but here's what happened. We have to understand we're having a combination of satanic forces which are tied to globalism. Remember, the State of Israel and Zionism is not just a state of land, it's a state of control. Israel is not just a state to control a little tiny sliver of land in the Mediterranean Sea, it's to control the whole world system. For example, who do you think has all the contracts for security and encryption and so on for pretty well every branch of government in the United States? The name is Israeli.
And who's yet we call them our ally. That is what boggles my mind.
Well, the reason is, you have to understand, and here's the control matrix, and people won't necessarily want to believe this, But the initial financial system set up over 1,200 years ago was set up by the Jesuits. The Muslims itself, Islam, was set up by the Vatican. We've had experts talking about that with Jonathan Gray and others. We talk about that specifically. We have to understand that behind the scenes, the Jesuits are also in control of the Sabbatean Jewish bankers. That's why the kippah on the Jewish hat is actually representative that they're under the authority of the Vatican, so they wouldn't commit, quote, the mortal sins that would condemn a Christian to hell, because Jews didn't believe in those systems. Therefore, they could be the burgomasters of towns, and they actually paid their obeisance to the Vatican. Now, when their group broke off and they had the what we call the Knights Templar, the King of France and the Pope decided that they were going to get rid of them. And we now have the first and only Jesuit Pope, which is tied directly to setting up Chrislam, which is a unification of Christianity and Islam. And so people don't see the layers of this. Communism, atheism, Christianity, you know, the current version of apostate Christianity and Islam, which is basically a political system, are all just tools in the hands of these devils. Right. And so what you have to understand is, although the nation of Israel is returned in unbelief, it says in Psalm that they will see the one they have pierced. There, in other words, at some point, the people in Israel who are in grave danger. In fact, when I talk to anybody in Israel, including Christians that come from Russia, and they may not be, they may be, you know, Russians in their genetics, or maybe Khazarians that come from the Khazar Mountains. It doesn't matter. When you convert to Christianity, and usually you become a persona non grata. Christians are abused greatly in Israel. Most of the Christians in Israel are either Arab Christians or they're foreigners that come in, like from Russia, and they convert to Christianity and they become Messianic believers.
And Dr. Deagle, how much more clue do we need? There's this wonderful organization by Dr. Chuck Carlson, We Hold These Truths, and they go from, you know, like some of the right, John Hagee churches, and anyway, they say, whom would Jesus bomb? How many more clues do we need to tell us that this regime is evil, and we should stop supporting genocide?
Well, I agree. The problem is we have an open-air prison called the Gaza. But really, the original plan was to move the Palestinians to the state of Jordan, which was their home. Now, that is their compromise. Remember, now we're compromising between globalists and Satanists and religionists that want it. You see what I mean? You have a compromise. You don't have a godly system here at all. What's going to happen, though, and this is what I believe, and we talked about this with Jonathan Gray, is Israel is doomed. It's almost certain that Israel will eventually fall, like Barry Chalmers says, who, because he's a journalist, released truth about Mr. Peres making certain that one of the other prime ministers died. Shimon Peres died, you know, basically. What we're going to do is we're going to see the degradation of safety. In fact, the King of Jordan, who's certainly not in the back pocket of if you want to call it the truth-tellers, he himself has said that he's very concerned that even in a town north of Amman, they trained these people from CIA, ISIS, and Academy, and they, when they get injured, they go to Israeli hospitals. And the fact is, he's concerned if Jordan falls, Israel will fall. Now, Israel may act like it's impervious and so on, and it's got all these nuclear weapons and advanced biological weapons and genetic weapons they have. A lot of it's technology they've stolen from us or upgraded, and they won't share it, by the way, with us when they do upgrade the technology, even if they're on contract. Even like Iron Dome, and for example, the Patriot system was on the books, but they jumped over to Patriot and went to Theater of Defense, because I know I had security clearance to know about this in the mid-90s. The fact is, Israel is a danger to us because they're out of control, and they're led by basically, Israel will treat us like we're their bitch whore, and if it happens to kill a lot of Americans, if there's a nuclear exchange or an EMP, well, you know, who cares? So,
Doctor, could I share one little analogy here?
Yeah.
Let's say you have your home. You and your wife built it. You paid for it. You're living in it peacefully. I knock on your door and I say, get out. I'm taking over. That is what we, the United States and Britain and their allies, did to Palestinians or to that land which was called the Holy Land. Now, would you say to me, oh, well, Carol, yeah, you moved in on my wife and me, but we're going to make a two-state or a two-home situation or solution here. No, you would throw my butt out with no uncertain terms.
In fact,
why do we not do that to a regime that stole
The first reason is we don't seek the truth.
Amen.
But basically, the Christian churches in America are apostate. They won't ask the tough questions. the face of the facts. Secondly, the other people don't want to just chuck Israel and say, well, we need to not support Israel. We need to realize they are not an ally and they're not an enemy. They're someone we need to make a treaty with and control of. For example, why are they in control of our security of all our departments of government? Why are they
Why don't we just require that those thieves and murderers step down? They can stay there because they've been there for almost 70 years. We can't throw them out now. No. They're too entrenched, right? Just let me finish this, please. So why don't we say, you back down, you allow the Christians, you allow the Jews, you allow the Palestinians to have equal say in this land, and with those conditions, the world will allow you to stay.
No, that won't work, and I'll tell you why it won't work. We always like to think in America, because we used to be old Westerns, there was good guys and bad guys.
That's right.
What if you got two bad guys? You got the bad guy Israel, and you got the bad guy Muslims and Islam, and you got two different major versions, Sunni and Shiite. And I can tell you as a fact, my ancestor in the 11th century fought through the Shuf Mountains to stop Islam from destroying Beirut, and personally was a general and killed several hundred himself. Okay, so the fact is, Islam is extremely dangerous. I take an more extreme point of view than even Trump. I don't think we should allow any Islamic immigration at all. And the reason is, and we have Bill Warner on, Islam is either Islam light or Islam. In fact, remember he mentioned on one of his visits here on the show that he had a dialogue in Britain with an Islamic guy, and he was drinking a beer and talking to him. He said, well, you're not supposed to drink beer. And he said, have you read the Hadith or have you read the Quran? No. And he said, well, why are you Muslim? Why do you call yourself Muslim? He's Muslim light. But the problem is the Muslims system is a political and a personal control system that beats you down enough that you don't oppose the more extreme elements that are willing to do the jihad of murder, the jihad of money, the jihad of politics, which Obama's doing. And Islam is hell-bent with the globalists on taking over the world. So you can't...
But, Doctor, what if the CIA created ISIS and the jihadist Muslims? What if they purposely did it in order to have an enemy, just like we built up Hitler to have an enemy back in the First World War?
Absolutely true. They built them up. In fact, most people realize, even in the Paris bombings, there was almost certainly French intelligence and the CIA and others involved in controlling them, just like they are in Yemen and other places. But the problem is Islam itself is a perfect enemy because the platform of the scriptures of the Hadith and the Quran and the writings regarding Muhammad directly tell you that if you're going to be a good Muslim, you need to do what, you know, like dance like Fred Astaire. You got to dance on some dismembered heads. So,
Dr. Deagle, I'm sure you're familiar with
Albert. We're looking for good guys and bad guys. And how about there's bad guys and more bad guys? They're all bad guys, and they're bad guys in different ways. So we're dealing with a very serious issue. You're not going to get peace between bad guys. And besides that, they aren't going to collaborate or concede any control, either Islam or Israel. Israel, at the current state right now, has Orthodox rabbis that follow what's called the Talmud of Babylon, which is in no way biblical Hebrew Christian faith system of the Old Testament. It's not even remotely.
All I care about is if they are murdering people or not murdering people.
Those are the side effects. See, the problem right now is if the state of Israel falls, it's not going to decrease the killing, it's going to increase the killing. And I'll give you a concrete way that'll happen. The first thing is Israel is going to use the Samson option. They already are planning on targeting every Islamic city and town over 50,000 in the world. They also have advanced biological and chemical weapons that we don't even have. And they'll release plagues that'll destroy most of the nations on Earth. And they have probably the third nuclear power after Russia and America. So you can't let Israel fall or they're going to release hell on Earth, number one. Number two, the fact is Islam itself is wanting to acquire nuclear weapons. I happen to have internal secure contacts in Saudi Arabia, and they've had CC-3 silkworm missiles for maybe 30 years now from the Chinese, and we wouldn't give them the nuclear missile technology. So we kind of collaborated indirectly through AQ Khan in Pakistan to set up the Waziristani nuclear plants, and they've been shipping missiles to Saudi Arabia for 30 years. So for us to think there's not going to be a nuclear war in the Middle East, we're actually creating the conditions that are going to guarantee it. And we're dealing with parties that can't collaborate, can't compromise, but on the other hand, they have levels of collaboration. For example, Saudi Arabia and Israel have agents, believe it or not, secure agents, that are both certified in both Saudi Arabia and Israel. In other words, Mossad agents are also working for the Saudi government and vice versa. So what you see on the surface isn't what's really going on behind the scenes. Israel doesn't want to expand its territory to take over all the, quote, Abrahamic lands. They want to disseminate, destroy them enough that they can control them indirectly. They don't want to deal with poor and failing millions of people. They want to basically destroy the nations enough they can control the resources under all those territories.
For example, Israel.
Right. Well, it's not just Greater Israel. Remember now, Israel is a tool by the globalists. For example, when we had the 9/11, which was a war game where we put icons on the screens, and that was U.S. Base Command in NORAD. And I know the individuals personally who were involved with that war game. So when anybody says Islam was responsible for it, I would say they were a very minor tool in the whole process. It was done by our government and the CIA, and it was a war game. And they put false icons on the screen, and the buildings were demolished with Israeli Mossad contracted agents to put micro nukes in the building and RDX to cut the outside joists. I reviewed the data of the U.S. Geological Survey. I had to fight and threaten lawsuits against the company in Oregon that filmed us in 2007 at our 9/11 Truth Conference after I did my presentation. So the fact is, I know not only from classified but other sources that 9/11 was an inside job done by us.
Could I get one more question in here?
Sure, we can get more than one, because, as I say, it's open lines until the bottom of the hour. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma.
Right.
And how he mapped out the causes leading up to all three world wars. And the First and Second World Wars happened just as he had said they would. And number three, we're gearing up for it now, sadly. And he said, it will be a war designed to pit Christianity against Islam. And so I see all of this as purposely done to build up the jihadists and make them into a big, bad wolf.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that we have to fight it. See, we're creating the jihadists, is my point, Dr. D.
Oh, yeah. If you have a wedding party on the Pakistani border, and they not only strike and kill, let's say, 20% of your party, but come back and hit the EMTs and the doctors.
Oh, dear God.
Save people. They have a second strike, and you have somebody sitting in the White House in the Situation Room saying, I'm really good at killing people, a.k.a. Obama, who will sit there and actually, you know, his favorite thing to do, which is longer than a four-minute meeting he has with anybody else, is to stay in the Situation Room to make sure all the drone strikes have a, you know, a 1 to 20 ratio of killing the people we've designated as maybe being terrorists, kills 19 or more regular citizens, up to as many as 200 people.
And let's be sure Mr. Trump doesn't continue the same because of his love for Israel.
Right. The other thing is that Trump's made some statements that I get concerned about. One of them is that water will do worse than waterboarding. First, as a doctor, I know ways of dissociative anesthesia that can make everybody talk, and there's no torture, no danger of death.
Oh, my God.
So the idea of what worse, and we know that the information you get from torture is always inadequate and always twisted and not good to rely on. But to make bold statements like that is not good. I mean, you know, it's okay to kind of whip up the crowd, but the fact is it's not reasonable. So here's what I see happening. I think that, number one, we need to control Trump so that he gets proper advisors. You're really concerned about a vice presidential candidate that might be,
An insider,
like Chris Christie is an insider.
Oh, dear God, yeah.
It may appoint a whole cadre of people like Carl Icahn and others that will be affiliates, so basically continue the globalist agenda, so they'll completely sidestep what Trump said in the campaigns or in his
nomination.
Yeah, a very dangerous situation, you're right.
Thank you, Dr. Deagle. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you want to stay over in the next segment, I got another shorty before we go back to our wellness stuff.
Already.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea, you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back. And so, Carol, I'll give you a short list of what I think needs to happen. With the first thing is, you're not going to have peace between two enemies that cannot have peace. You're not going to bring democracy to the Middle East where they always have to have a strong man like somebody like Saddam Hussein or a Muslim leader over them. It's not going to happen. These people are not prepared to receive and accept and actually operate in what we call democracy. What we need to do is we need to restrain Israel. They need to be removed as our controller of our military and our military and other industrial secrets being shunted through Israel to China and Russia and all over the place. We need to make sure that they don't control our security for all the different branches of government. They're actually controlled by Israeli contract companies.
Mm-hmm.
Israel needs to be protected by us from Islam. But the way to take Islam out is simply to defund them. If the G20 nations and NATO just said, we're not going to buy the oil from Sunni and Shiite Islam, we're going to, let's say, bomb the wellheads, and we're going to cut off the bank accounts, which they can do through the SWIFT system tomorrow, then Islam would just literally shrivel away like the roots of a plant that are not watered. We water the plants of Islam because it's good for the globalists that are running the nation of America into the ground like a golem, as the Israelis like to call them, the golem, which is an undead being that does the will through sorcery, which they're doing on us to control our population and our military.
To keep the wars going.
Right, the wars going. That's why we're in a constant state of war. We have actually been in functional bankruptcy since the early 30s. We're functionally kept in a state of war constantly, so we have a war leader. We don't actually have a president. We don't actually... They've suspended the Constitution. People should understand this. So although we have a Constitution in people's hearts, it's not actually operating in our courts because we have administrative law. We don't have actual law. And the fact is that we need to demand that, because if we end, quote, the war state and the state of functional bankruptcy, the thing is we also need to get rid of the Federal Reserve and also write off the debt. We need to also say if we're going to do arrangements with different countries, we don't want a treaty that obviates and gets rid of our Constitution or rights to sue. So there's a lot of stuff that Trump has to clean up. It's a really big mess, and it's not as simple. The other thing is that the abomination that desolates, and I have to get into this, is where we decide that we're going to bring peace to the Middle East, so we're going to let the Israelis do a blood sacrifice on the Temple Mount. It won't be at the Temple of Antonius. It'll be below the Eastern Gate at the Springs of Gihon. But set up a Palestinian state.
Hey, doctor. You know, Donald Trump needs a VP VP that is so much a patriot that the globalists will never, ever think of bumping him off because they wouldn't want the vice president moved in to really continue to get things back.
Exactly. Right now, the VP choices that I have a feeling he's going to choose are going to be people that may be insiders or appoint insiders.
And we'll get nowhere.
And we'll get nowhere. And, of course, this is something that I've predicted, and I've said this for years because I travel around the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel back in 1999, is that the eventual – people don't understand how powerful America is. They kind of guess that China and Russia are coming up and so on. Look, they're preparing themselves to fight a 20th century enemy, and we in America have weapons that are in the 22nd century. We not only have weapons there, but we also have weapons in what's called quantum technology for computing, genetic technology. We're literally centuries ahead of anybody else. And what people don't understand is that the 90% of currency on the planet is either physical or cybernetic U.S. Federal Reserve note dollars. There's not even our currency. It's a foreign reserve currency. That we are probably months or years away from being declared a what's called a cyber technology, which will mean there's no more physical dollars anywhere. It's all in supercomputers and divots in their supercomputer, which means we're moving to where America's currency becomes the mark of the beast. And America has the control power through the United Nations and through NATO and these treaties that they're trying to set up. The treaties are not to benefit America. It's to make sure that the influence of America and the Federal Reserve System totally controls the world economy. And eventually, if they do go cashless, our NSA and CIA and other agencies have complete control of the world economy, right down to if they press alt delete, you can't buy or sell, which is right out of the
box. Yeah, read the UN Charter for starters.
Right, the UN Charter, the reason why it was built in America is because the capital of the world is New York. The capital of the, if you want, the financial system is Londonistan, I call it, because London is the ones that actually made the deals to put in the Saudis as the kings of Saudi Arabia over these giant oil wells. And what we have is Wahhabist forms of Islam. And remember, the leaders of the Saud family are crypto Jews who came from Basra 200 years ago to move. So you have to understand, if you start understanding all these things, you understand you have wizards. The viziers of the Middle East, from the Middle East, came from Saudi Arabia, were the viziers of every single king of Europe for over 1,000 years. Did you know that? The viziers of all the kings of Europe, France, England, whatever, the viziers or wizards were all Saudi. They're all crypto Jews from this area of the Middle East.
Bless you, Doctor. You're a marvel. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you open it up. You say you don't necessarily have all the answers, but if you ask the best questions, you can see what a tangled web we have wound. It's a very tangled web indeed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923 That's 800-333-6923, and like them on Facebook, and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
NutraMedical Report, and of course we are joined with Fareed talking about cardiovascular. Fareed, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Wonderful. I get regular reports from the companies that make the Endothelix and Endopat technology. Endothelix, of course, is using a technology that measures the temperature of the capillaries after you compress the arteries in your arm for 5 minutes, and then tries to see the rebound increase in temperature, meaning the endothelia are opening the vessels wide to increase circulation. It's dependent on the production of nitric oxide. It's dependent on the health of the endothelial lining of the blood vessel wall. And that determines whether or not you develop blood pressure problems, hypertension, blindness, kidney disease, etc., all the effects of vascular illness. The best way to describe cardiovascular, not its knockoffs, and there's a number of them out there, that are inferior knockoff formulas that don't contain the right part of the plant, the right concentration of the nutraceuticals, that are tested every batch with high-pressure chromatography to make sure they're in our cardiovascular, is really important for endothelial cell wall function. And when people in the past used to say, well, you can't prove that, we can now. We can. There's cardiologists across the country that can do a endopat or endothelix test, a technology test called, the one for the endothelix is called Vendus, and it measures the temperature. There's also the endopat that measures blood flow. And there's also other tests we can do now. You can get a Berkeley, B-E-R-K-E-L-E-Y, test strips, buy them at Amazon.com or some other company, and go or go to the pharmacy, and they'll measure nitric oxide in the back of your tongue. You can look at other ways of measuring the endothelial function. And the reason why I describe this is because, and this is something for you doctors out there that think you understand and know everything, even if you've been a cardiologist 50 years, the heart does not pump blood back to the heart. The blood vessels do. The veins and venules through a peristaltic contractive wave. It's non-Newtonian fluid dynamics through a pressure wave across the cross-sectional area of the vessels. The 80% of the blood flow from your heart after the aorta starts its initial shearing force it starts a reactive secondary wave of contraction of the blood vessels and the release of nitric oxide in the capillary bed that actually create your circulation. So up to 80% of your circulation is not your heart. It's actually your on the afferent side, or going away from the heart, is 80% the blood vessels, and the efferent side is 100% blood vessels. So if your blood vessels aren't healthy, you're going to form plaque, you're going to get calcified plaque, you're going to have no release of nitric oxide, you're not going to get a peristaltic wave, you're going to have a resisting vessel that's going to start getting into malign thickening of the media as well, and you'll get muscular hypertrophy with no peristaltic wave occurring or very little. So let's talk about some of the components that are present. Cardiovascular is very unique. It's the foundation. We add other things to it, like ellagic acid for the vessel wall, vein away, omega supreme, krill, etc., magnesium glycinate, malate, etc. But the formation of circulatory issues is tied to virtually every illness, including cancer, by the way, and autoimmune, because in target tissues, when they become hypoxic, they're set up to become create autoimmune conditions, and they're set up to make tissues go hypoxic, and in response, they switch on and off genes and develop cancer. So even organs that are... One of the treatments we use for cancer, by the way, is a ketogenic diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen treatment. But you need to actually improve perfusion, because perfusion brings the oxygen to the tissues. So let's go through some of the components present in cardiovascular so people can understand that don't get a second best. Don't get something that's inferior. We've had people that have reversed blockages to their legs and their coronary arteries, avoided stents or a bypass procedure, opened up their B-scan ultrasound so their arteries open up their circulation in their brain and their circle of Willis, and their B-scan ultrasound of their carotid vessels in their neck improves dramatically when it's repeated using just cardiovascular. So let's go through each component again, because we want to teach people that it's an orchestra of specific nutrients from the right part of the plant, proven in every batch that's the right concentration, that actually does the trick.
Yep. So thanks, Dr. Bill. So cardiovascular, as you know, was developed by my dad. He's a retired pharmacist trained in the area of pharmacognosy, which is just a fancy way of saying the study of medicinal plants. So he studied pharmacognosy in Europe, in Germany specifically, for 5 years. Came to Canada, developed a pharmacy practice focused on natural medicine. And then in the late 90s, he was approached by the Chelation Society of Alberta to develop a formula for heart health and circulation. And so that's what he did, and it took him a couple of years of research, and he came up with this formula. And the first and one of the main ingredients is the hawthorn. And we use a leaf and a flower extract in the capsules, and it is standardized to an active ingredient called Vitexin.
Right. Now, what happened to the Vitexin and the is a cardiotonic. It helps improve the heart muscle contractility. And it reverses a lot of the underlying problem with decreased perfusion with your blood vessels and your heart contracting more avidly. What's the next component?
So then we have an aged garlic extract with a stabilized ALIS component, 1.0% ALIS.
Now, this stabilized aged garlic is very unique. It has two things. It'll block ACE receptors, so it's an ACE inhibitor, number one, which is a response of the kidney to cause increased angiotensin converting enzyme activity. And number two, it actually gets rid of nanobacteria that form plaque, because they convert free iron or heavy metals to oxidized cholesterol to form 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol. You can actually create antibodies to it, or you can get free radical damage. And, of course, 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol and oxidized fatty acids, if they're eaten by your macrophages, which means big eater in Latin, the big eater cells die and become foam cells, which is the nidus for calcifying plaque. If the calcifying plaque later breaks down or ruptures, you form an embolus which shoots down the artery and blocks it, or it forms a clot right where it's sitting, and you end up with an obstruction to a blood vessel. So the underlying cause of heart disease is basically oxidized cholesterol and oxidized fatty acids. Cholesterol is actually a good patch for the arteries, which is why your body shoves cholesterol up, because it's the best patch for a damaged blood vessel into a malining. But what you want to do is repair the problem so it doesn't occur in the first place, and then you don't form foam cells. Foam cell formation is the underlying cause of plaque. So
yep,
what's next?
Exactly.
Next one. Yep.
So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is, of course, a microcirculatory stimulant. It's very important for increasing the levels of the energetic molecules like ATP and NADH that make sure the mitochondria are working better. So it helps microcirculation dramatically. Next one.
Ginkgo.
Ginkgo biloba is, again, going to reduce blood viscosity, improve the microcirculation. You have to stop the cardiovascular 3 to 4 days before major surgery because it does reduce blood viscosity. And the best way to measure if you're going to have a heart problem, ultimately, is to measure blood viscosity. If your oxidative markers are high, if you do a lipid electrophoresis, and the components that are particularly bad that are reversed by cardiovascular, small particle HDL and VLDL cholesterol, which you'll notice will drop if you're on cardiovascular. You also want to increase levels of nitric oxide synthesis, or what's called tetrahydrobiopterin and so on, and that's why we add to it other things like bio-LVR or semethyl, along with the, if it's really resistant. But the cardiovascular, in many cases, is all you need to do to restore normal nitric oxide production. So that's important. Next one.
Yeah, so then we also have the milk thistle and the valerian.
Valerian is extremely important. What happens is many cases of hypertension are, we call, CNS-driven. That's why they'll use central-acting blockers like clonidine, doctors will, or beta blockers. The beta blockers are not working directly on the heart. They're working on the central nervous system. Because a lot of times the central nervous system perceives that the perfusion is low and increases what's called autonomic driving. And the autonomic driving can be become the dominant problem causing hypertension. So the valerian will help will stop that. And the milk thistle detoxes the body from what's things like bisphenol A and other endocrine disruptors because they actually interfere with normal nitric oxide synthesis. So if you don't detox, the blood vessels can't restore their health because they can't restore nitric oxide synthase. And also the enzymes like superoxide dismutase to protect the blood vessel from oxidative stress because they're tied together. Singlet oxygen, free radical damage, and the presence of blockers of nitric oxide synthase. So because the medical profession doesn't approach it on a scientific or causative basis, they chase it with things like diuretics, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, and ACE receptor blockers when something simple like aged garlic will block the ACE receptor and it doesn't have the side effects of blocking normal slow-reactive substance of anaphylaxis degradation or angiotensin-converting enzyme analog molecules that will cause you to get what we call a capitin cough. Capitin is a particular ACE inhibitor. It's one of the early ones. And if you get a capitin cough, it makes you cough like crazy because you get what's called bradykinins, neurotenins, and SRSA that actually grows in your lung tissue to make you cough because it causes inflammation. And it releases leukotrienes like leukotriene B4 and D4. So we know that chronic asthma, chronic lung disease, and so on, and are increased cytokines. Most people aren't aware that a lot of the drugs that doctors give to correct one problem creates a new one. And then, of course, the beta blockers make you, if you're male, fat, bald, stupid, and impotent. And for females, you don't have the impotence problem, but you have everything else. And in fact, heart disease is more sneaky in women. They don't have as many symptoms that tell them they're going to have a heart attack. So you want to be, if you're a female and you have low perfusion, and the best way to test it is the EndoPad or Endothelix or the QRMA. The QRMA will actually tell you if your perfusion is good, and it'll predictively tell you if you're going to have trouble in the future, too. If you are, then it means your endothelial wall function is poor. Next step I would do would be a lipid electrophoresis and then do a Berkeley test strip on the back of your tongue in the morning. If your nitric oxide is low and your Berkeley and your lipid electrophoresis is abnormal, you need to be on cardiovascular and there are other nutraceuticals for heart protection, such as omega-krill, ultrathiamine B1, VeinaWay, and magnesium glycinate, malate, and Supernox, which is are things to help increase tetrahydrobiopterin. But the core and main thing you need to take is cardiovascular. Female, 15 drops three times a day. Average male, 2 capsules three times a day or 30 drops. And then a large male, say 3 capsules or 45 drops 3 times a day. And you'll be amazed at how it'll improve things. 1 in 20 males over 40 has a blocked artery 93% or more on one of the major arteries to their lower leg. Most people aren't aware if they do a B scan ultrasound how much plaque's sitting there ready to cause them a stroke or heart attack. Even 15 or 20 years before they have the final event. And if you simply do a B scan ultrasound and see a sitting plaque in there, you start cardiovascular, plaque will go away. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So the stories I've heard, is starting from the feed up, is we have people with diabetic peripheral microcirculatory problems, and they're getting early signs are going to end up with a gangrenous amputation of a toe or a part of their foot, and it stops that. I've seen people reverse plaque where they actually are talking about a Dacron graft within the next 6 months of their leg. I've seen it reverse blockage to their kidneys where they're getting plaque in their renal arteries. I've seen it reverse coronary artery or you know, hypertension as well, so that they don't end up with a dissecting aneurysm of the aorta. We call it a double-headed dissection. I've seen it where it stops plaque in the circle of Willis. And the best test to measure is not a cardiology test. It's a radiological test called a high-speed CT scan and calcium score. And it takes 8 seconds, boom, it's done, and it tells you what's going on. You don't have to go through a stress test at all. And if you repeat your test in 6 months to a year, you'll see that the cardiovascular will reverse those calcium scores, and the unstable plaque will actually reverse. So, you know, people are, you know, my son who's studying electrical engineering, my youngest son, and he, just as a spec, as part of his little engineering project, he made up a kind of a theoretical project, which I don't think he's going to bring to market. It's called the death clock. And what it is a clock that would use an algorithm developed by top universities in America to figure out how long you're going to live, and it would tell you down to the hour and minute when you're going to die. You know, in other words, it says you have 10 years, 3 months, 2 days, and 4 hours left. And it clicks it down. Well, the death clock can be changed by you if you take cardiovascular. If you take the conventional drugs of the doctors, they're not going to change your death clock. They may rescue you in the emergency department or the intensive care unit, but you got to get off the drugs quickly because they'll cause new diseases and they'll screw up your normal control mechanisms for you to counteract the disease yourself. They interfere with your normal compensating mechanisms and allow you to heal yourself if you get the right nutrients in your body. Interesting, hey? So don't increase your death span, increase your lifespan, is what I say, because people can live 70 to be 70, but you don't want to find you start dying at 30 and you have 40 years of what we call death span before you finally croak, where your health goes down, your vision goes, your mobility goes, your circulation goes, they do amputations, and then you're finally dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Bizarre but true. So, when I met with Dr. Roger Damney, I mentioned this story before, a invasive cardiologist at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center back in 97, and I had taken over the practice of four general internists and the intensive care unit. And he said, we were at a Greek restaurant across from the ICU, and he says, after I gave him a lecture for about an hour, because he said, I heard you know what causes atherogenesis. Now, remember, he had done an 8-year residency after his cardiology training at Mayo in invasive cardiology and ablation of aberrant conduction pathways. And after I gave his lectures, people got real small. He said, you're going to ruin our business, aren't you? And he was like pale, almost like, you know, he told him his relative was dying. And I looked at him, and I changed the topic, and I said, well, I bet you have you go golfing on Wednesday, and you do your cardiac cast on a Thursday. And I was playing with him, because at the end of it, he says, you are going to ruin our business, aren't you? You got this figured out, haven't you? I said, well, yeah, a lot of it I have, actually. I worked with a cardiologist with a rheologic machine in my office in Denver. They could measure blood viscosity with dual lasers. I measured lipid electrophoresis. It's the advanced labs that can actually measure. That's the only way to test it, not this stupid LabCorp and Quest, which is called NMR spectroscopy of your blood lipids. And more advanced technology to look at your arteries, for example, that are radiological that any doctor can order is a high-speed CT and calcium score. It's way better than the treadmill stress test. Picks up another 12% of people that are going to croak or what I call face plant. And again, these are medical technologies. We're not talking even about an alternative. And then when people want to look at advanced markers like not only C-reactive protein, but PI-1, plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, soluble ICAM 1 and 2, and other markers, there are labs that can do these tests. So these are not alternative tests. They're done by doctors and pathologists. They can tell you exactly what's going on in your arteries. Now we have the EndoPAT and Endothelix technology. So if you say, doctor, I want to find one of these, I can actually, you just email me, I'll email you the links. You can find a cardiologist in your part of the country or outside the country that has these tests. You can measure endothelial function. You can go back and start the cardiovascular and restore your endothelial function so in 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years you don't faceplant. It's a better term than die, isn't it? Faceplant?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and most people don't realize a third of males and a half of females, their first symptom that they have serious heart disease is they faceplant. And they're not coming back, by the way. They're not they're not having a return visit to planet Earth. They're gone. You know, the other two may get back, but they may be seriously hampered, especially if they had long-term anoxia and they've got brain injury from the cardiac arrest or the complications of a heart lung bypass machine with all the microemboli from the filtration systems aren't that good. You can call microemboli disease from the heart lung bypass if they do surgery on you. So listen to Dr. Deagle. If you don't listen, the results will be grisly. Grisly indeed.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Yes, we posted up a number of new video movies on Vimeo this weekend. Also, we produced a documentary video film that explains how to do podcasting and broadcasting both in audio and video. We have a second video where we're getting ready to launch this coming week. And we want to help all the other broadcasters here on Republic to try to improve their podcasting technology. We're sending, of course, all this information over to their great board ops. And by the way, they're top-notch here at Republic Broadcasting, Dan, Mike, and Sam on the weekend. I'm really happy. I mean, I can tell you, we got great callers here. We have great people that are really supporting not only Republic Broadcasting, but NutraMedical Report. We're providing you the best information that we can in any sphere, whether it's health, geopolitical, spiritual, or other areas. And we work tirelessly 7 days a week, although I do take time off here and there to enjoy my family. Yesterday was my middle son's birthday. We had a great time. So I want to really appreciate all the things that you're doing. Keep praying for us, and we'll pray for you guys to get well and stay well physically, emotionally, financially, and otherwise. One of the things that we'll be doing also is more discussions with top experts, such as our people with care bars. We'll also be having Dr. Fred Graves talking about how to win in court. We'll be posting videos on these topics to teach you how to improve your own financial well-being. And one of the things that we do here at NutraMedical is if anybody out there, you don't have to purchase any product, if you just request a wellness consultation, I'll give you a quick and dirty list of recommended supplements and an answer to your question on health. If you're a regular customer, then you can get a call back, and that has to go through our screening process. But anybody can purchase a consultation at NutraMedical, including not only a health or wellness consultation, but also medical or legal consultation dealing with medical legal issues. So those are all available. Want to talk about some of the other things that are happening in the news lately. What's going on right now is they're predicting that if they continue with the current status in Europe, there'll be an additional 5 million population in the United Kingdom, and many of those people are going to be Muslims. Very bad idea. Very bad idea. We need what's called cultural immigration. We need to help people in their own country by helping their resources, getting primary water, like, believe it or not, Muammar Gaddafi was doing with a British drilling company using primary water technology that says Paul Power developed over at the Primary Water Institute in Eureka, California. We want you to also understand what's happening in terms of the interesting, what I call funny things that happen. And I get emails sometimes from people in different parts of the world. And this was a vacancy at a shop in Australia. And it says this is for life skills for their teenager that was going to operate in on weekends. And in order to pass it, they had to have these specific life skills as a teenage employee selling ice cream. Be able to look people in the eye when you speak to them. Open your mouth fully when speaking and not grunt. Know what a dishwasher is and how to load one. Be able to push a button like you mean it. Be able to last 8 hours without your phone. Must be able to hold a conversation with adults when required. Be able to last 8 hours in a day away from your bedroom. Little humor there as we move into hour number three with Ryan. Stay tuned to the NutraMedical Report coming up tomorrow. On hour number one, we have Care Bar University. Hour three, we have Tim Alexander and Dan Page here. Often guest on Sheriff Dan Page on John Moore Show. And Jonathan Gray will be back at hour number three on Wednesday. And Leo Lyons and Gami first hour on Thursday. Back in a moment. Stay tuned. Empowering you with the truth here at NutraMedical.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.